Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Mick Fleming. Mick is the president, the CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce Executives, ACCE. You hear me talking about those guys all the time, even when Mick's not here. And he's got a long career. He's spent a lot of years teaching and coaching and working in the private sector. He's been associated with chambers now for a long time, especially in his national leadership role as the president of ACCE. And he's here to talk to us about a trip he took recently. Mick Fleming, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. You know, one of the things that I envy about your job, Mick, is that you guys are really doing a lot of trips around the world to connect chamber organizations together. And I think it's a great thing that you guys are doing because You know, Frederick Bastiat, the French economist, 19th century French economist, Mick, said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. And the work that you're doing with these chambers around the world is, in my opinion, is a manifestation of that. The more we can do business together, the less likely we are to fight each other. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's true, and I think the relationships just get established in ways that... lead to humor and understanding and just in sort of accountability to each other. That's just such a wonderful thing. And then, the transactions and the business aspects of trade are just healthy for, it's economic growth for all parties. It's win-win, and
right.
Those are the only kind of deals that ever get anywhere. So, any fear about trade or relationships with countries, unless there's some strong political reason to keep a distance, everything else just leads to more prosperity for everybody. And so I'm a huge believer. But our trips are interesting because they tend to take those who represent small business and large, but the smaller business people who come by virtue of their chamber traveling. And so what we do is we take these group. In this case, we took about 22 people down to Brazil, and they're all heads of economic development and CEOs of chambers. And so this elite group.
Mick, hold on. I want to talk about that a little more in detail in the next segment. I want to come back though to this to the idea before we in this segment. I want to talk about this idea of what you guys are doing in general around the world. Because when I travel the world, one of the things is as I started doing this, 30 years ago or so, when I started leaving this country and going to other places, the thing that just jumped out at me the most is that earthlings are really not that much different from each other. I mean, somebody in Europe, on the fundamental level, we're very, very much alike. Culturally, we may be different. Our tastes are different. But fundamentally, people want, of wherever they may be, they want the fundamental same things, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. They want, a good life for their kids. They want a sense of community where they can feel connected to each other. They want some sort of future that has some security.
Self-determination.
They are curious. They are intellectually curious no matter mm-hmm. where you go. They want to know about you, and they want to share. It's absolutely true. And even when the pride that they take in their country, and I don't mean this is kind of, ultra-nationalism or flag-waving, just the things they're proud of, mm-hmm. Whether it's their the health of their youth or the or the, you know, excitement around a port, or getting the Olympics or whatever. It's just they get excited about it, and their passion is great to listen to and infects you.
But those things that are so similar are what make trade a natural thing for us to do with each other. Even when if we don't speak each other's language all that well, we could still do business together. And to me, that's the beauty of trade. And it's the reason why I'm proud of what you guys are doing there at ACCE in developing these kinds of business relationships around the world. When we come back, as I said, Mick and a bunch of other folks just got back from a trip to Brazil, developing something down there. I've been to Brazil. It's been about 25 years, I guess, since I've been to Brazil. And we're going to get Mick to tell us what he found down there and why we should care. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.